Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jubilee report. Because that is coming up like next week.
June 2nd.
Wow. That's right.
Which will be next Thursday.
And we, as we have heard over and over, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will not be allowed out on the balcony to wave at everybody. But they have, Buckingham Palace did confirm they will be at the June 3rd service at St. Paul's Cathedral.
Yes. Okay, so the
and the British tabloids are already yelling at Meghan Markle for going to Texas to go to the Robb Elementary School and lay down flowers, if you can even believe it. People that were at the school, they didn't even know who she was. Right. They just thought she was somebody who was just
she's
coming
in jeans and tennis shoes and a white t-shirt.
And when she went inside or wherever that there were volunteers, they were wearing masks. And people were just like, I'm just like, how can you yell at somebody for being kind and compassionate?
The media over there is completely different, Lori.
This is why Harry and Meghan left.
Yeah.
They just couldn't take it. So anyway, people are, the big thing for St. Paul's Cathedral is how to get the Queen won't be able to walk up those steps. And they're trying to figure out a side entrance that she can get in, because remember, she's got that tricked out new golf cart.
She does.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it doesn't go in small quarters, though.
No. And I mean, this is everybody, the Queen's children, the grandchildren.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be everyone. But they're also trying to figure out, they feel that Prince Andrew will be booed.
Why doesn't he just stay home?
I don't know.
I don't understand why he is
determined to make a comeback.
I don't know why he just doesn't. It's just dumb at this point. Just let your mom have her day.
Yes.
But I also think the Queen wants him there. I mean, he is her favorite, Lori, whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
That's the other issue. You know, it's her favorite kid. I feel like it's the one she finally had time to relax around and be more of a mom with, because the other one, she was learning her role. She was such a young mom with some of the other ones. And
well, we'll see. I mean, I just think he doesn't need to be involved in the... I just don't have him go in the side entrance with his mom.
Absolutely, that's a fair one.
Then they don't have to...
worry about everyone talking about him and him taking over the day.
That's right.
I think so.
That's right. Exactly.
I would
right.
like that.
The Amphar Gala is underway in the south of France right now. I don't know why Sharon Stone isn't leading the auction of the 40 designer gowns right now that are up for sale, but it's Eva Longoria. So maybe maybe they take turns.
Splitting.
Ricky Martin opened it with Livin' La Vida Loca, looking like a snack and a half.
Great song, by the way.
Isn't it?
Oh, man, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That is a fun song.
Like late 90s, mid-90s?
Yes. He just really looks so handsome.
He is so handsome.
But Ramin Sadouda from Variety is covering this Amphar Gala, and he said, this luxury charity dinner has something that's scarce in the south of France. Strong air conditioning.
Oh, it's hysterical.
I know it.
But
I
it just seems like it's cold there, at least wherever
it's
they're.
It's been very gray.
Where they're playing the French Open. It is. People are in cold. People are wearing jackets.
Yeah, the south of France, they might have had some cloudiness, but no, it's usually pretty warm there. Diplo is there. I have yet to see what Sharon Stone is wearing.
Cutout dresses. Everyone's in a
Cara Delevingne.
They're fun fashions. We should post this. I'm going to send it to you, Grant, because they are fun fashions.
I'll get that up right now because I'm doing that Willow trailer as we speak.
Cara Delevingne is in danger of spilling out of her dress in several places. She's also nicked up her legs getting in and out of, you know, the little Zodiacs for the yachts that you go on. You know, Leo is there.
I know.
Without the girlfriend. That's why he gave her a forehead kiss.
Lori.
Because he told her, you're not going to Cannes. She's like, you've got that beautiful room at the five-star hotel.
Dying.
And he's like, oh, no, I've got to be on my billionaire Sir Philip Green's yacht with all the various models. Because the thing that happens at Cannes is that all the jewelry companies, Bulgari, Tiffany, Chopard, Julia Roberts was there because I think she's a Chopard. So they have all these beautiful models because at all the different things,
they're walking around
modeling the jewelry. So this is why Leo doesn't want to ever go to Cannes with a girlfriend because
he'd have to buy her some.
No, there's so many beautiful models.
I love where you go with this always.
It's true. Okay. And his girlfriend turns 25 in 3 weeks.
I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. So
that's happening. And also I learned this from Jason's show today, the TV show, that the Cannes Film Festival, they're told it's applause for 5 minutes, no matter if the movie is good or bad.
So they have fluffers. Okay.
It's like wild clapping when, you know, somebody comes out for a show. It's 5 minutes. So when the Elvis movie got a 12-minute ovation.
Okay.
That everything over 5 minutes is that's why they always have somebody there seeing how long, like Top Gun got 7 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe the Cannes Film Festival audience isn't the Top Gun audience. And then Woody Harrelson's movie got 8, but so far Elvis is winning with the 12 minutes for people who are keeping track.
Okay. And, are we talking about Elvis the movie at all?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Later in our show?
Yeah,
because
for sure.
Because there's different things to report.
Yes. And the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial wrapped up today, and Amber took the stand and told jurors that, you know, she just wants to be left alone. I just think, you know what, it was pretty powerful testimony from her. And then she got cross-examined by Johnny's attorney, that Camille Vasquez. But I kind of wish that she had said, because they had a horrible relationship. And they were mutually abusive with each other and everything. But I kind of wish if I were her attorney, I would have told her to say, I regret having the ACLU talk me into writing this op-ed or putting my name on it, because she kept referring to this op-ed.
That's why
I wrote it. Yeah, but
I'm an abuse victim. That's why I wrote it.
She didn't write it.
I know, but she kept saying
that. Yeah, and so like I would have just, I wish I had never agreed to go along with this. It's turned my life upside down. All I was trying to do.
And put the ownership there.
Yeah. She just had the worst lawyers. Even Dan Abrams, who's been very skeptical that Johnny Depp can win this defamation thing. He was just like, so many loose ends on Amber. And yesterday, you know, there were at least 6 different occasions where there was testimony that contradicted what she said.
And then she sat there on the stand today when Johnny Depp's attorneys cross-examining her, and she said, she basically said kind of that everyone who's been here for Johnny has lied.
Yeah, and
basically they're all liars, and so the attorney's like, are you calling them a liar? Well, it didn't happen that way. It didn't happen that way. How would they know it didn't happen that way? So it's just...
The trial's been too bizarre to offer teachable moments because these two are just like, but I feel like the experts in violence and domestic abuse would say that this is an important cultural moment about how this is talked about. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but the jury will be starting to deliberate, I believe next Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
They got the closing instructions.
Oh my gosh.
Closing argument.
We're going to miss this.
Yeah, we've been listening to
the double wide. Yes. I'm like, what are we going
to
do
now? I've gotten fond of some of my court experts.
Well, I feel like we're going to have to listen to other cases because it's kind of, that's kind of a fun little channel.
Well, welcome to the ID channel, court TV and all of that. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, people.
What are we learning today?
Well, we're going to learn if you're checking out. Do you guys... All right, so, Lori, I know you don't like a lot of big box stores, but...
But I go in them.
Do you self-check out at Target?
I try not to. Right. But I've learned how to do it.
Right.
And so if I just have a couple of Byerly's? Things, no, there's no self-checkout.
Okay. There is.
Not at my store.
Oh, there isn't at that one, is it? That's a small one. Yeah. Grant, you self-check out, right?
Yeah. Depending on if it's a lot, but yes, as much as I can.
So basically, most people prefer, if there's no line, to have someone else do it for
them.
Yes. Which I do, but if there's a line, you just go. And if you have produce or something,
cry. I would never check out with produce.
But they do have stickers on them. I mean, there is a way to do it. I've had to learn, because the lines are so long. So what's happening at Walmart, though, is that... People, there is issuing citations for mistakes people are making. And so they're cracking down on the self-checkout thing. And, you know, when you do it, there's always someone there watching, I feel like. But they can't watch everything, I guess, if you... Yeah. But you've lifted the bag off the shelf, you know, and you can't proceed if something's missing. So it's like they kind of know what you're doing.
This is why I don't self-checkout. It just sounds terrible.
Well, it's not fun, but in some cases you have to. But people are just be careful. At Walmart, they're issuing citations
now. What does that even mean? You get a ticket, a fine?
You can be arrested for petty theft. Police were called. This woman, her mistake was more than $30 at a grocery store. So that's kind of an obvious mistake, because I can't think of what you can buy a couple bottles of olive oil for $30 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just something happening, but basically...
Maybe she was trying to steal something.
That's why they're issuing citations. Yeah. So that is something just to watch out. Watch out. It's on the...
Thieves, watch out. They're cracking down
on... They're cracking down on you.
That's basically the premise of the story. Yeah, it could have been such a shorter story.
It is the premise of the story. But the other one that always blows me away is when you're checking out at like Costco or Sam's and they want to see your receipt.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how you get out of there without paying.
Well, it's probably why they do it. So that they don't
Just different. Mm-hmm. I think this is interesting because when we first started on the air, the Queen of Mean, Leona Hemsley, mm-hmm. was still alive.
Yes, she was.
And she famously left behind. She was a luxury hotels and condominium owner in New York that was up against Trump. The two of them were doing land grabs at the same time. And there is going to be a documentary on this. I think it's going to be kind of good. But so it's never before heard tapes of her and her arch rival Donald Trump, as well as the smoking gun evidence that will question the tax evasion case that was brought on by Rudy Giuliani.
That's right. And didn't she go to jail?
Yes, she did. And she was the icon of greed is good. And she famously left $12 million to her Maltese dog. Remember?
Yeah.
The Queen. But I think that's going to be interesting because those two were fighting neck and neck in New York City, so it'll be interesting to hear what comes out of that. If you are a gal that is on Tinder and you're looking at guys, if that's your thing, most women think when guys post shirtless, you know, pictures of themselves that they have STDs.
Yeah.
So if that's your MO,
So like it's become a trend that girls are thinking that if you're posing shirtless, you have an STD.
Uh-huh.
Oh! That's a new one. So no more fish and no more hunting and no more shirtless pictures.
No more shirtless pictures with the little happy trail. Research show that over 500 people fake and if the profile name is a guy named Noah, majority of those are fake.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So anyway, those are a couple things to watch out for on that old thing. Winnie the Pooh is now a horror character. Do you guys know about this?
No.
Winnie the Pooh has entered the public domain. It's no longer owned by, I think it was
E.L. Milne or whatever.
Yes, it's no longer. Disney can't do anything about it because Winnie entered the public domain in January. And so there's a movie that's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh, no.
And some creepy images hit the web yesterday. It was written and directed by a guy you never heard of. It stars a bunch of people, but Winnie the Pooh's in there. There's no information about the plot except for...
Homicidal bear?
Yeah, you remember like killer...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Clowns from Hell, that movie back in like the 80s. Like, it's just those really cheaply done horror movies where literally some of the photos look like, it looks like a giant animatronic teddy bear is like creeping up on somebody. I mean, it looks god awful, but I think I might check it out it's such a train wreck.
Disney still owns the rights to its version of Winnie, but the A.A. Milne works that were originally based on those were the ones that are up for fair game. So that is...
That's. I was wondering, because I saw this story and I didn't get a chance to read it, so I was wondering how they were allowed to do that. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's how that's getting done. If you want to try to save a little money on gas this weekend, get your gas today.
Yeah. Yes.
I did this morning right away.
And here's a little tip for people out there. If you're not a Costco member where you can get cheap gas, the cheapest gas I have been able to find is a Marathon gas station in Orono. As you drive through the old 12 out west, it used to be a Conoco. Uh-huh. Now it is a Marathon, and you can get it under $4 right now there still.
Stop.
Yeah,
really?
So it's so non-Costco people, and the Super America / Speedway in Orono Long Lake, as you drive through 12, there is also usually a cent or two just above that Conoco / now Marathon. Yeah. So cheap
all
gas.
Right, if you're there.
Orono, Long Lake, check it out.
And make sure your tires have air and are at the correct PSI, because it does save you gas in the long run.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I paid $4.25 today.
I mean, I was on Sunday when we brought my dad to the hospital, and we were driving into Maconia. It was $4.09. I go to the same hospital Monday morning. It's $4.24.
Yep.
Overnight.
Yep. Yeah. You can't tell me that there's not some gouging going on.
100%.
It's ridiculous.
Because by the time, like in Woodbury, it's like $4.24. By the time I get to Bloomington, it's $4.19. I mean, it's different all over the Twin Cities. So I believe there's, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they're not going to lower it today.
No.
Before the holiday
weekend.
Yeah,
it's going to be an expensive weekend, especially for boaters, too.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, gas on the lake is always like 10 times more expensive than it is for your car. So fill up those gas cans and bring them to the boat if you can.
Right. Isn't that the truth? Okay, does this sound good to you guys? A new cracker that's half Ritz cracker and half Oreo cracker.
No.
It's a little salt, little sweet, maybe? No.
No, that is a bad marriage right there. That's a divorce waiting to happen.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Half of a Ritz cracker and half of an Oreo cookie?
Uh-huh.
What kind of filling? Are we talking cream?
You would have cheese in the Ritz, and then you'd have a regular Oreo. So savor salty, salty sweet.
Ooh, I'm going to try it. I'd try it.
You would try
it? Good luck finding it.
Yeah, good call.
Good luck finding this thing. They'll probably make 300.
But they got their name out there. Oreo is brilliant. The Oreo marketing team always does a good job getting it out there. All right, that's all I got for you guys.
All right. What has Lil Nas X been up to?
He inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Lil Nas X already?
Yeah, people are pissed about it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That happened when you guys were out last week.
Crazy. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Your man, Roger Freeman, was having a cow over it.
Yeah, well, he seems like... Very young to be getting in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
So Ellen DeGeneres, her last show is probably airing right now, because I think she's on at 4 o'clock in the Twin Cities. It's taped back in April. and 19 seasons, and she did address the toxic workplace scandal. I never knew that that was Pink that did the Ellen Show song.
Neither did I.
Did you guys know that? That no. She did her theme no. song? So she just basically, I mean, she didn't address it on her show. She, the Hollywood Reporter, and she just basically said, I have to just trust that whatever happened during that time, which was obviously very, very difficult, happened for a reason. CBS investigated her because the joke was in Hollywood that when somebody new moves to Hollywood, they're going to learn two things. They're going to learn you'll always get a ticket and a parking ticket in Hollywood.
Yes.
And that if you get a job working anywhere, because Ellen DeGeneres' show employed like 300 people. Right. If you work on that show and you can last a year, you'll be able to work anywhere because it's such a tough place to work.
Right.
And CBS did an investigation and everything, and she did have to address, you know, basically, I didn't realize that, you know, telling people not to look me in the eye and being a difficult person would
bother them.
Would bother people.
I can't believe the gall of people. I gave them a job. We were the number one show. I mean, she really was a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, the thing is that, you know, she had like Pink come on. Jennifer Aniston was on her show.
Looking amazing.
Looking amazing. But she's been dialing in on that show for such a long time that she always, I really felt like her best guest that she would ever have would be
with the little kids.
Diane Keaton.
Oh, and the little kids, because she and would find the little kids.
But anyway, so her show said goodbye, but she taped it back in April. And
but she, think of how many, you know, she hosted the Oscars, she hosted the Emmys. She was nominated for like 23 daytime Emmys. Yeah. I mean, it really, until probably the last 5 years or so, she was a big, big, big deal.
Yes.
And so just great energy.
It's too bad that she's going out with the asterisk.
Yeah.
Which she very much is. I was very delighted to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night. And I have decided that Kyle Richards and Lisa Rinna are really the biggest pot stirrers on that show. And Erica Jane couldn't be more of a big, mean girl.
She's a big, mean girl.
She is a big, mean girl. She's now been accused of hindering the investigation in a fraud lawsuit that people are trying to get back money by not releasing documents. So she's getting called out right and left, although Entertainment Tonight interviewed her.
I saw that.
Yeah. So that was kind of surprising.
Well, let me just tell you my thing. Okay. So if you don't watch the show, you don't need to know this, what you just said about Kyle and about Lisa Rinna. When you talk about the biggest pot stirrer, it would be like you having a conversation with me and I said something off-putting, but you and I are having a one-on-one conversation.
And then
and it's between us.
Yeah.
And I said something that really struck you wrong. Instead of coming back to me again,
I go to the person would have been involved.
I go to five other people
right.
And tell them about what you said to me. But you're my friend who lived in my house for over a year.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I
don't get it.
I don't either. Well, I think that has been how they've stayed on the show.
Well, right. I'm so willing to be a bad friend.
Right. And then they don't have to show as much of their real life. Like Harry Hamlin's birthday party at the Andes Hotel was so lame.
Here's the thing. Here's the person I like is the new lady.
Oh, Diana Jenkins. Diane Jenkins. She'd never been to a store opening or never been to a store before because she grew up like in
Ukraine or something.
Bosnia, I think.
Yes.
And very, 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 very poor. And then she ended up like sometime in her early 20s. I mean, like, was a maid, did all this stuff, didn't have any money. Then married an investment banker and got a $250 million divorce settlement.
Right.
And she doesn't go in stores.
She doesn't. The stores come to her.
Yeah. Because she didn't. But so she was just like, when she went into Kyle's store, which he moved from Beverly Hills to
Palm Springs,
she was like, I loved her comment. Oh, I guess I could see this wearing some of these clothes inside my house.
He's just kind over of, the top.
It's kind of...
It's resort wear. It's flowy things. Just flowy things. Flouncy, flowy things. Lightweight.
I did not like the pyramid eye fabric that was everywhere.
Oh, I liked Dorit's outfit.
Oh, yeah.
If Dorit's you don't weigh fashion. Anything, you know, you can wear. But here's the thing about her is that, Grant, she has so much money. She has these huge... ginormous rings from Cartier.
The Panther rings.
They're so ugly. Yeah. They're so ugly.
But it's a status symbol.
But it weighs like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And then when what's her name? Kyle's leaving her house with her 7 Birkin bags on her arm and the dogs. And that I just was like, oh.
When is Kathy Hilton going to show up?
Well, they showed on Watch What Happens Live last night. It was Paris Hilton and Kathy Hilton. Did you see that at all?
Isn't that a repeat?
Yeah, but it was after their honeymoon, though.
Yeah, so that was a repeat. Yeah. That was a repeat.
They were on the same. So I don't know when she's going to show up.
Yeah,
so
maybe next week.
Who knows? But it...
Well, we posted this.
Stabbers in the backers.
Yeah, we posted this, and I don't know if Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York has been cast yet on Legacy, but her Instagram is so cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. She is doing everything she can to show the Bravo producers and Andy Cohen that she is just been a misunderstood housewife, not a racist, anti-Semitic housewife, which is what she's been.
Okay.
And Grant posted this, but maybe we can play the audio.
I'm dying.
She meets a woman at a wedding who turns out to be the bride's sister or something. And Justin Anderson, our hairdresser, yes. Justin Anderson.
With DP Hugh.
He shared it. And this is how this video has gone viral.
Oh, God love Justin. God love Justin.
Oh, yeah. He shared it last week. And she's seen with this woman whom she just met at a wedding. And Anderson captioned the video. Can someone check on this woman today? Is she okay? Was she being held hostage at a wedding? Why is this video so painfully amazing? The soft, gentle kisses Ramona gives her at the end and the look of fear in her hostage's eyes. Justin adds, I needed to post this on my grid so I can always revisit it. Thank you. So this is how, here's a little, and Singer filmed the video of this woman whom she just met, using her cell phone of the two of them. So here we go.
Yeah, with the selfie and kind of the arm hook to bring her real close.
Okay. Real close. The woman couldn't escape.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at a wedding at Parrish Art Museum, and I just met the sister of the bride. And what are you trying to tell me?
I am Crystal. I just met Ramona, and I couldn't. It was hysterical almost. She inspired me every day to be so strong and get through what I'm going through. And I couldn't do it without her.
Ramona kisses her.
I love your mom.
It makes me feel good that you feel that you're able to get it through the craziness of TV, and that makes me feel like what I did.
She's the realest person that you'll ever meet, and the sweetest, most kind person, gentle. And TV, I don't know why it comes off like that, but she's just an amazing woman, and I hope I could be half the mother.
You will be half the mother that you will be.
Oh, and then she ended it with another
kiss.
With the forehead forehead tap and a kiss.
And a kiss. I think she hasn't gotten cast for Legacy yet. And so she's like getting this woman to like, oh, you're Ramona, you're the most understood person on TV. The woman was on the verge of tears, but at the same time looked absolutely terrified.
Yes.
Right. And all I could think of is the Leon Bridges song in the background.
Yes.
That I love. Yes. I love that damn song. So I'm just singing the song. I'm not even listening to her because the music was so loud. Yeah. Ramona is.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
She's got Ramona eyes.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Do you still have your Ramona glasses?
I do. Yeah. I have so many.
Anyway, so I got the biggest kick that Justin has made this thing go viral by posting it because he's got like 250,000 Insta followers and people are just like, they're like, what? You know? Anyway,
That one is posted for your pleasure too. Give it a check.
Give it just like you're like, what?
Well, Real Housewives of Dubai next Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
Next Wednesday night, it's going to be epic. It's going to be something to tune into.
They showed a sneak peek on Bravo last night, like a 5-minute sneak peek.
And I'm very excited.
I think we're going to enjoy it.
I just like looking at the luxury. I like looking at the dripping money.
Well, I'm really hoping that, you know, Diane Jenkins from Beverly Hills gets to plan a trip and we get to go somewhere really fancy with her. Like a yacht or a 5-star great resort or something.
And yeah, I've never been in a store.
Her boyfriend Asher is darling.
Darling.
15 years younger.
They didn't mean it.
No, and the ladies, the big topic of conversation when they met her, you know, she carried her own baby at 47.
Oh, because she just had a baby.
Yeah.
She's really fun.
She carried, can you imagine? No, Beverly, she carried her own baby.
I love her.
Yeah,
I'm kind of really excited. And she said something really true about Sutton. She said, you know, she's awkward and misunderstood. Give her a break.
Yeah.
Which is the truth.
Yeah.
She's just awkward.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we come back. It's time to Hollywood speak.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Everybody. Okay, so let's Hollywood speak this one, Julia.
Okay.
Let's Hollywood speak Jennifer Aniston when she was on Ellen, which aired today, the final show.
Yes.
When the talk show host asked the actress how she dealt with Friends ending in 2004 after 10 seasons, and Aniston said, well, I got a divorce and went into therapy.
Well,
that is a great answer.
That's what it is. I think that's what most people do when you get a divorce.
Well, I don't know if everyone goes
into therapy.
I know
a ton of them that do.
Yeah, well.
Yep, I did.
Well, yeah, and you should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, but I do know a lot of people do that.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that she's joking about it. Oh. And, you know, but Ellen just kind of just looked at her, you know.
Unfortunately, first of all, Jennifer Aniston looked amazing.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over. It's done.
I'm glad she makes a joke about it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, Tom Cruise, this is... you know, that that Mission Impossible, there's something that leaked last week. Mm-hmm. And good thing Tom yelled at all those people when they were making it, or we might not even get it when we're supposed to get it. But while he was, you know, doing the promo work for Top Gun Maverick, he was bragging about how much of a workaholic he was. And when asked what he does on his day off, he said, this is a day off for me because I'm not shooting, he told Bella Magazine. I'm just chilling now. I don't have days off.
Okay, I get up.
Because he doesn't have a life.
I get up at 5 a.m. I work out for 4 hours.
This then just I doesn't go seem like new information.
It isn't new information. He's always...
The news that will surprise nobody because he doesn't have anything except Scientology and making movies.
And himself. And it's all self-centered stuff. Mm-hmm. I get up, I work out, I eat right, I meet with my chef, I meet about thinking about what the next project is, I think about what the project is after that, I think about how it's going to look, the project.
I wish he would tell us he was taking cha-cha lessons.
I wish he would tell us he's getting laid. I wish he'd tell us he's got an exciting girlfriend and he's having fun life. I mean, I wish he would tell us he ate ice cream last night and he hasn't had it in 10 years. He's a machine.
Yeah.
He's a machine. And
because he let us see his real self in the Katie Holmes couch
jumping. He can never show us anything about him again. That backfired on him, and it did.
And it did.
But all of the people that work with him say nothing but what a great guy he is to work with.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you don't want to have a personal relationship, but it's a work relationship, which all these relationships are, he's a great guy to work with.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Naomi Campbell took to Instagram yesterday, and she said, yes, Wagon, tell it.
Was that to Kate Moss?
Yes, I guess that has been her nickname, that she's called Kate Moss Wagon. Now, let's Hollywood speak why she might possibly call her Wagon.
Because
wagons of blow.
Well, I was just thinking
wagons
because
of cocaine.
She's on there off the wagon all the time. We just don't know. I don't know. God, she did so much cocaine. Remember how busted she got?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big. That cocaine.
Yeah.
Holy cow! How much? I mean, and still, I mean, that's the thing that kind of weirded me out is how recent like Johnny Depp's cocaine and Amber Heard's cocaine was. I just feel like
cocaine is still around, dear.
I know it's still around, but it just feels like it's.
What?
Such an 80s thing. Maybe it's my age.
No.
Look at Grant's. I would be so afraid now with all those other white drugs that they could put in.
Well, that's the big thing right now.
They cut it with fentanyl and all that. You die. Like, who wants to right. do anything that you're going to die.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and to be honest with you guys, you know what they have to help with? And I'm not saying, like, this is just something out there, because there's so much fentanyl in right. these things, and there's people that are doing these drugs. They have now provided drug testing kits that you can test your cocaine to make sure that there's no fentanyl in it, because it's, even though you don't want to encourage drug use by any means, but it's a way to protect the people that are using it so they can test it. And if this strip comes up, then you know there's fentanyl in it. Now, because of all, like, the comedians, there was those four comedians.
Yes, that died in
three
California.
Of the four. And yeah, they were all in the hotel room. One of them survived, but they was laced with fentanyl.
Three so, died.
Yeah. It's nuts. They're really, there's no way to combat drug use, obviously.
Right.
So if you can figure out a way to make it safer.
Sure.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting concept, I guess.
Well, because... Yeah, no way.
No, yeah.
No way.
Don't trust any of that stuff now. Like you said, with everything that's being cut with, you can't trust
anything.
Okay,
we are moving along. This isn't drug speak. This is Hollywood speak. We really got derailed. I just wanted to know why Naomi Campbell calls to hate you.
Well, you brought up the cocaine, Lori. Where do you expect us to go with that?
Wagon.
Started.
Okay. My bad.
Carolyn Manzo,
who was in studio with me one day.
That's right. From The Real Housewife of New Jersey. She hasn't been on that show in a long time, but her son, Albie, has a podcast, like anybody can have a podcast now.
I love it.
And
way to throw them all under.
Right.
Anybody can put a microphone in front of their mouth.
That's right. And she said, I'd return to the Real Housewives of New Jersey to knock the bleep out of Teresa.
And I'll tell you why. Teresa ruined her relationship with her ex-sister-in-law, maybe.
Oh, no, wasn't it her sister?
Manzo?
Dina is her sister.
Well, see, that's even bigger. All right. So her sister and her no longer talk as a result of that show.
She claims it's the network can't afford her anymore because they're paying Teresa. But she said, sometimes you got to smack the bully. I am more than happy to go smack the bully. I wouldn't be surprised if Teresa has it in her thing, you know, no Caroline Manzo.
Sure. You're right.
You know. Because they're paying Teresa like $1 million a season.
Do you think she's
one of the higher
she's
paid
worth
housewives?
It, she's
I don't know if
anymore.
She is.
Do you think she's done? I don't watch that one.
I don't know. She doesn't bring much in the joy department. She was so unhinged this year, and again with the table flipping and throwing things, and I don't know. I think she could be sent.
She's jumped the,
to the
go away island
for Bravo people. Yeah. Okay, Meghan Markle's sister accuses her of negligence about her dad.
Listen, her dad did her wrong. She's not talking to her dad. She didn't even talk to her dad before. Her dad didn't even go to the wedding she had before, Prince Harry, which was 12 years ago.
Right.
They have no relationship.
Right.
Why does the sister keep bringing it up? Their dad had a stroke.
Because I think she gets paid for these interviews. She gets paid something to say.
All right, that was $25,000 for her. Right. I hope you enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know it.
I would sit and say it if I could make a paycheck.
I wonder if the tabloids are like the Daily Mail or Piers Morgan, if they were the ones who were paying for Thomas Markle to come over during the Jubilee, or if they were like, we're going to fake like you were, and then you fake another situation, and then we can talk about it. Like, I just wonder how planned it was.
There was a letter, though. Remember, we saw the private letter between the two, and she did ask her dad to come.
Yeah.
So I think she was willing to make amends.
Right.
And make herself look a little better if her dad came too.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, all right. Jennifer Lopez is ready to marry Ben right now. This is a Us Weekly heard from sources, probably called J-Lo.
Ready for love?
That J-Lo wants nothing more than to marry Ben. She'll tell you she's not in a rush to get married, but her friends think otherwise. The truth is that if Ben wanted to push this forward as early as this summer, she'd totally be down with that.
But they have to plan the paparazzi. They have to plan the big gala. They have to plan the big event. The dress has to be custom made. There's so much planning. This thing is not going to be a spontaneous night in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's going to be something big, small.
Yeah, big, small.
It's going to be big, small. It's going to be everything about it will be over the top, but it'll be a small gathering. Big, small.
All right.
It's the new way.
Maybe when she tells him to plan the surprise wedding, she can go tell him where the surprise wedding binder is.
Yes. And here's the date.
Here's all the contacts.
Yeah.
Melanie Lynskey on her early career.
Who is
she's
she
in.
She's the wife of
John
Ritter,
Josh Ritter.
Was in something about Pam.
She was in Candy.
Candy.
She was in Honey, or what's the jackets? Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
She's a great actress.
She was in, wasn't she also in 2.5 Men? She was Rose, the neighbor, the crazy neighbor Rose.
She's a great actress. Dark hair.
Yeah. But one, she spoke to Vulture as part of the promo for Candy. And she said one of the things that kept coming up, she said over her career, she was... And thin enough.
Well, I was just going to say she's the heavier gal. Yeah. I mean, she is.
And she was with Kate Winslet in that movie, Heavenly Creatures. I think that might have been her first movie.
She isn't thin.
No.
That comes up all the time because according to people in Hollywood, they want thin people who look better on film.
Yeah.
So do designers. They want hangers.
Yeah.
This is just the way of the world.
I'm so glad Melanie persevered because you're an amazing actress.
She's an amazing actress.
You got to go.
All right. We'll be right back.